Now, also, you have the career of this desire for certainty that we've been tracing, which I think is so terribly destructive. That also plays a role in modernity, but it mutates in a very interesting way. Luther wants certainty based on the scriptures, and so do other Protestant theologians. Well, the need for certainty was exacerbated, was strengthened by all this conflict. How do I know what to believe in the face of Catholics and Protestants not just fighting each other, but saying, you're Protestant, therefore you're going to be damned, and the Protestants saying in return, you're Catholic, therefore you're going to be damned. You know, how do I know? What am I supposed to believe? Right? A crisis of conscience, a need for certainty. Where will I be certain of what I can do to be saved? Well, the religions, precisely by being in conflict, seem to undermine certainty. And a great deal of Western modern thought was sort of poured into a quest for certainty, which often migrated into secular spheres, like a philosophy that became increasingly secular, a philosophy that sought certainty in the figures of Descartes and Locke, a certainty that would say, oh, I've done enough. I found foundations that will have done enough to show that I can really know something. And sometimes the certainty is not religious, but at least it gives you something to build on that's not been undermined by the fierce attacks of the religions on each other, which undermine the previous social foundations of Christendom. You need to find certainty elsewhere, not in religion, but in philosophy, or maybe in morality, or maybe in science even. And that becomes a distinctively modern emphasis. So I'll suggest one could define Western modernity as secularized Christendom, or a Christendom that is increasingly becoming secularized, right? A Christendom that is split and therefore needs some kind of neutral space that is not Protestant or Catholic, right? A secular space, and thus creating a secular society, a secular philosophy, a whole bunch of secular culture that would allow the religions to either meet on neutral ground or, even better yet, sort of stay out of there, stay out of the public square, stay out of public disputation. So one of the features of modernity is to think that these religious traditions, Catholicism, Protestantism, are inherently dangerous, right? Inherently violent. You got to watch out for religious fanatics, which might not just be some weird religious cult. It might be Protestants. It might be Catholics. The religious traditions come to seem irrational, dangerous, right? Excluded from rational public discourse. Tradition itself comes to seem like an inherently irrational thing, right? Tradition means just doing stuff because that's the way you've always done it. Tradition is unreflective. Tradition means hidebound religious conservatism that doesn't think for itself. That's the modern view of tradition. The philosophy of traditions that I suggested earlier is one that will resist this modern view of traditions. I think the modernity is wrong about traditions. That there are such things as intellectual and rational traditions, self-critical traditions. But modernity has a hard time seeing that, because modernity has spent so much of its effort trying to push away the religious traditions and say, we got to keep ourselves safe from these religious traditions. Let the religious traditions inhabit the hearts of individuals, right? Let them have freedom of conscience to believe whatever they want, but keep it out of the public square. Don't make arguments about abortion in Congress on the basis of religious ideas. That's not allowed, right? That's some kind of fanaticism. That's some kind of irrationality. That's not how we do things in public. The other side of this, then, is that we get a distinctively modern individualism, especially about religion. Right? Religion is a matter of the conscience. Religion is found deep in the heart. You don't practice religion by sort of in public. And again, the people who violate this modern settlement of the religious issue are people like Anabaptists and Jews, for whom religion means a communal form of life. Right? What do you do about these people for whom faith is not just in the heart, it's the way you live as a community? Those are the people who got brought into modern toleration last. Right? The people who are willing to make their faith into simply a matter of conscience, they were tolerated first. Right? It's harder to tolerate people whose religion is a whole form of community, maybe even a subversive form of community. Real religious toleration requires you to pay a price. Right? You've got a religious community that might indeed undermine people's notion of the legitimate authority of the state. A state has to be generous, self-confident, and take a real risk. to tolerate an alternative radical religious community. So they're the last to be tolerated, right? Anabaptists and Jews. They're the test of modern toleration.